Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were steady to higher today, with corn being the steady, actually a quarter cent lower in December at 388 and three quarters, down a quarter cent. On out, steady to about a penny higher. November beans up seven to 8 cents, with November up 8.5, 892 and three quarters. And then wheat futures, after being the weakest one this morning, were the strongest one to finish the day, 9.25 higher in the December Chicago at 513. Kansas City December up 7.5 at 502 and a quarter. There's a lot of talk, continued talk about the shortness of moisture in the ground for the wheat crop to get up at this time. There's still a lot of wheat planting going on, and then there's even talk about some replanting going on. And then in the Midwest, they've received a good deal of rain, especially in Indiana where they needed some, and southern Illinois. So that's going to help out long term, but they're having a hard time getting corn and wheat harvest out. Today's focus, though, wasn't really on weather. It was more on the USDA report, which was released at 11 o'clock this morning. Also this morning was an ethanol production report. Several other news drivers today regarding grains. And, of course, the outside markets had an impact, with the Dow up about 160 here, and then the U.S. dollar up 50, which you would think would be negative to the grains. It hadn't had that impact as of yet.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning's quarterly stocks report, as of September 1st, was actually less than anticipated, but bigger than last year. Corn estimates as of September 1st was 1.731 billion bushels. The estimate was 1.739, so a little bit tighter, but 500 million or so bushels bigger than last year. Soybeans, 191 million bushels, expected to be 205, so that is tighter as well. Last year it was 92. And then wheat stocks, 2.089 billion bushels, where the estimate was 2.149. Last year was 1.907. So across the board, everything was lower than anticipated, but bigger than last year, and that was for wheat, corn, and beans. Now, wheat production, all wheat, as of this report, was 2.052 billion bushels, less than last month. Last month, they estimated 2.136. And then last year, it was 2.026. So less than the last month, but bigger than last year. And then soybean production for 2014 was 3.927, a little bit bigger than estimated, but lower than last year. And tomorrow morning's exports are expected to be wheat 240 to 450, corn 700 to 900,000, and beans 1.3 to 1.7.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle down 322 at 130.92. February down 185 at 133.27. November feeder cattle down 435 at 172.60. January down 392 at 167.27. December lean hogs down 32 at 66.72. February down 77 at 69.02. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up 7 at 501 and 3 quarters. March up 6 and 3 quarters at 516 and a quarter. quarter. December Chicago wheat 9 higher at 512 and 3 quarters. December corn down 1 and a quarter at 387 and 3 quarters. March down 1 at 398 and 3 quarters. November soybeans up 7 and 3 quarters at 892. January up 6 and a half at 894. December cotton down 56 at 60.44. March down 40 at 60.31. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.